Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to talk about the Washington Redskins, 3-2. They got a victory last weekend up against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Next up for the Redskins, who are in first place in the NFC East, is a home game up against the Cowboys Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Just a little bit of a rivalry in the NFC East, to say the least. So let's welcome in Vernon Davis right now, formerly of the 49ers, also won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, now in his third year with his hometown team in the Washington Redskins, and he's kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Vernon, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me, man. I'm doing well.
Well, I got to call you out for something right in the start of this interview. You got a touchdown last weekend. It was great. But while you're running to celebrate, I thought you almost hit the cameraman, but you avoided him. And then you wind up in the stands, and there were some Panthers fans around. So take us through the touchdown celebration, because usually when you jump into the home crowd, you're expecting your fans to be there, right?
Yeah, well, there was no celebration. I had a tough time slowing down, so the only thing I could do is just fall over into the bleachers and hope. And I trusted that someone would catch me.
When did you realize that you fell right into a Panthers fan's lap?
I didn't know until I talked to the media. I wasn't aware.
That's great. Talking to Vernon Davis right now at CBS Sports Radio. You're no stranger to playing with Alex Smith. Is that chemistry? Does it take a little bit of time to rebuild it back up, or is that something that's always there?
I think it was something that was always there. After playing with him for so long in San Francisco, it was just one of those things. You know, we had an opportunity to reconnect, and once we became familiar with each other, it was like, hey, we didn't really miss a beat. I understand this guy, and, you know, I know how he throws the ball. I know when he's going to let it go. He's one of those guys that gets the ball out quick, so you have to be cognizant of that and always on alert.
What was that like for you? Obviously, you've known Alex for a long time, but you guys were getting comfortable with Kirk, and we know Kirk was on a year-to-year deal and was probably on his way out, and then you're scrambling for a quarterback, and you wind up with Alex Smith. So how about that?
Well, for me, it was surreal. Because like I said before, I started out with Alex back in 2006, and to have him join the Washington Redskins, it's really like a dream come true. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and having him and watching him have success over the years has been truly great to watch as well. And now we're here together in the same locker room, same team, and ready to play football and win games.
When you look at your team this year, you guys have been up and down. You win one week, then you lose the next, and it just is like a seesaw going back and forth. What do you think this team can accomplish this year? What are the Washington Redskins?
We're so young, but we're talented. We have a bunch of great guys on this team, and I'm talking as people and as players. So to us, we just have to stay together, make sure the camaraderie is there, and continue to work together, be a team, play as one, and always hold each other accountable, because you know how it is in a team atmosphere, team setting. You have to be able to rely on that next man and trust that they'll always have your back and come through for you. So as we continue to move forward, we must make sure that we have those key components in line before we can even take steps further.
You know what it's like to take those steps further as a professional. How do you try to encourage those teammates, and what do you try to teach some of those younger teammates on how to do it the right way in the NFL?
Well, just some guys are verbal, some guys lead by example. But most importantly, your actions speak louder than words. You want to make sure you're always aware, because you never know who's watching. And if you're if you're leading, if you're a good leader and you're doing the right thing at all times, then those young guys are going to see that, and they're going to follow even when you think they're not. So the biggest thing is just leading by example and making sure your actions are always in compliance with what you say.
For you, and you look back at your career, and especially the early on, you had the Singletary moment where he chews you out in front of the media. You also had some early injuries to get off to the start of your career, picked early in the first round. Just for you, what was that turning point in your career where everything started clicking for you in the NFL, both on and off the field?
I feel like that incident I had with Coach Singletary when he sent me to the locker room, that was the moment that catalyzed me to be more of a leader, more of a team player, and just turning my career around in general. And it goes back to just doing the right thing, like I said earlier. If you do the right thing, you treat everyone the way you want to be treated with respect and honesty, then you have nothing to worry about. And just take it one day at a time.
Now we look so much in the social media climate. If a coach is critical of a player, it ends up right on Twitter and everyone sees it. So sometimes coaches are careful with what they say to the media, knowing how sensitive some players may be. And you don't want to lose a player at a young age. How did you deal with the Singletary criticism? Because I don't know if we would see that nowadays as we did a few years ago with what he did to you.
Because I knew it was coming from a good place. He just... You know, he said what he said, and I didn't take it to heart. I just used it as good, and I learned from it. Not only did I learn from it, I looked at it as a positive in so many ways. And once I started to understand what he was doing and why he did it, it helped me. It helped me to just move forward in a good way. And that's why I say at that moment I grew. Grew as a player, grew as a man, and every moment I look back on that time when he called me out and sent me to the locker room, I cherish it, because if it wasn't for that time, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Vernon Davis is my guest right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Getting back to the offense, I've been really impressed with Adrian Peterson. We know he's a Hall of Fame running back, but it's been a few years since he's been dominant. You knew he was going to have a good year, but you were wondering how good he would be. And he's playing hurt right now in a big way with the dislocated shoulder. Just how about the effort Adrian Peterson's giving you right now?
I'm not surprised, because I know his work ethic. I know what he's done in his career to get to where he is today. So when I see him out there fighting through pain and battling and working extremely hard, he's one of those guys. He's a difference maker. He just wants to go out there and win and help this team become successful.
You're 34 now, and you've been playing in this league since 2006, so a lot of wear and tear on an NFL body. How do you take care of your body now a little bit differently than what you did earlier on in your career, Vernon?
I try to stay consistent. If you're diligent to your craft and taking care of your body, that's the biggest key when it comes to longevity. And I try to tell a lot of the young guys to start now, because when you try to play catch up later on, you're in trouble. But so if you start now with two massages a week, seeing a chiropractor at least once a week, you will be okay. But you have to continue to carry those things over into the offseason. Also found that a lot of guys stop their routine when the offseason hits. You can't do that. You have to continue to stay on top of things and treat it as if it's a business.
When you look back, and I hear how you're being that veteran voice like we're talking about with Vernon Davis right now on CBS Sports Radio, when you look back to your days in San Francisco, who was one of those veteran voices that you really had a good connection with, some good synergy with, that kind of showed you the right way in the National Football League?
I had guys like Brian Jennings, Bryant Young, Larry Allen, Jonas Jennings, Frank Gore. He was there. He arrived the year before me, but he was a veteran. I mean, he was always a pro, still is. And I take my hat off to him, and I respect and honor him because I don't know, his enthusiasm and his approach to the game. So I leaned on those guys to really show me the way. they were the quintessential leaders you need in a locker room in order to make a team go. And it's key to have those kind of guys. So my hat goes off to those guys for showing me the way and showing me the ropes.
And whenever you play in the NFL like you have for so long, you're going to encounter some really good teammates. But then when you get to the opposition, just at your position, when you played Tony Gonzalez, you also had Antonio Gates, and then later on Gronk comes into the league, Travis Kelce. Just how about the development through the years of the tight end position and how many great tight ends there are in the National Football League?
Oh, it's so awesome to see that there's so many great tight ends in the league right now. Gronkowski, you have Kelce, and not to forget Jordan Reed, who these guys are incredible athletes. I mean, the game has just evolved in so many areas, especially when it comes to that position. You're seeing guys who can really get the ball in their hands and run after the catch, guys who can beat safeties and corners. So it's awesome just to see it. Now, there's no telling where it's going to be in about 10 to 15 years from now, but it's a good deal. It's a good deal. And I'm elated to be a part of just such a good class of guys, of people, and athletes.
All right, Vernon, let's get to the Dallas Cowboys that come on in Sunday at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Everyone talks about the Cowboys' offense with the development of Dak Prescott and also Ezekiel Elliott, but that defense continues not to get the credit that it deserves. Just how about the challenges the Cowboys present to you guys defensively?
Oh, this game is definitely going to be a challenge for us. Every week is going to be a challenge because if we're not prepared mentally or physically, then we're going to lose this game. But the biggest – I feel like the biggest thing is just being prepared mentally, because if you believe you can do something, then you will achieve it. And if we all believe together and we're all on the same page, we're going to be successful no matter what. But defensively, yeah, these guys are as good as any team in the NFL. So we have to approach it that way, and we have to know what we're getting ourselves into. And I honestly feel like, We are going to be ready come Sunday, because we have a good coaching staff, a good group of leaders, and some awesome athletes in this building.
Now, you went to Maryland. You grew up in the D.C. area, so it must be really cool to now play with the Washington Redskins. Be honest with me. Did you root for the Redskins growing up, and did you hate the Cowboys growing up, Vernon?
I did. As a kid growing up, I always rooted for the Washington Redskins. Yeah, that's all I knew. Yeah, as a kid growing up in the inner city, you hear your parents and friends and everyone singing the fight song, and Doug Williams jerseys, and it was all over the place. So I only had one option, and that option was to be a Redskins fan.
Do you pinch yourself now? I know it's your third year playing for them, but do you pinch yourself just saying, "Wow, I grew up for this team, and now I'm playing for them"?
Yeah, that's why I'm definitely grateful for the opportunity to be able to be a Washington Redskin, because it don't happen like that overnight. I mean, it's not every day you wake up and you're playing for the team that you grew up rooting for. I could be in San Francisco, I can be in Denver, you never know. So I'm honored, grateful for the opportunity, and I'll cherish this moment for the rest of my life.
I know you can never predict the end, but do you think this is your last stop in the NFL, and how many more years do you plan on playing?
I'm not sure. I'll take it one day at a time. One day at a time, 1 year at a time, and depends on how I'm feeling, both mentally and physically.
Wrapping up with Vernon Davis right now. Vernon, as we speak about your entire career and we also touch on your family's roots, something I think is pretty interesting is the relationship that you have with your brother. And that's a relationship that most families, you know it and I know it, would just love one NFL first-round draft pick. And your family got that when you went 6th overall to the 49ers back in 2006. But then a few years later in 2009, your family got two first-round picks when your brother went to the Dolphins 25th overall. So how about that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I remember when Vontae first got drafted. He was a first-round draft pick, and I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing to have a brother who's not only in the league, but who gets drafted in the first round the same way I did. It's pretty awesome to see that. It's a great accomplishment. I'm so proud of him. for what he's been able to accomplish over the years. And just thinking back on how we grew up and the struggles we had, it's just breathtaking to be able to share a career along like this, along with my brother.
How's your brother doing right now? I know he had a bizarre ending to his career in Buffalo where he walked off the field and retired at halftime. Just how's he doing? And also, how did you react to that when you were, playing, but you found out how that whole situation unfolded?
Avante's doing really well after retiring with the Buffalo Bills. He's doing well. When he called me, I thought he was joking at first. But then when I had an opportunity to speak to my agent, he told me that it was really true. He's really retiring, and that's going to be it. And it's really no telling when a guy wants to retire and what he's thinking about. But being an older brother, I have to support his decision and be there for him no matter what. But I know he is in a great place.
Well, Vernon, keep it up. I'm curious to see what the Redskins do the rest of the year. Good luck up against the Cowboys coming up on Sunday, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, Vernon.
Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.